Rule number two, pay your credit card balance in full every month and how to deal with other forms of debt. Grandma's budgeting secret, lack of easy credit. Almost no one goes into credit card debt deliberately. Just ask me. Veronica and I spent most of our 20s and 30s owing money to Visa and MasterCard. There was the rent bill and the daycare bill and seemingly constant and sometimes staggering repair bills for our clunky Dodge Caravan. There were the trips to visit family members back on the East Coast, many of which came with high price tags. There were the back and forth expenses for Veronica, who cared for her father in his final bout of lung cancer. There were the probably too frequent meals at Bob Evans, partly because everyone was too exhausted to cook every night. We had no emergency savings. How could we? We were using the high-interest plastic in our wallets as our go-to rainy day fund. It was a pretty tense time. We quarreled about money, about how to manage our monthly cash flow. And Veronica and I were pretty lucky. I had a steady job earning a respectable middle-class salary. We contributed to a retirement account. We kept up with our minimum credit card payments. We weren't among the third of households every year with an unpaid bill turned over to a collection agency. We weren't bouncing checks, juggling payments, trying to decide which payment could be safely ignored while tossing a few extra dollars at a more persistent creditor. Occasionally, I would pick up an extra gig and pay off the entire balance, only to soon repeat the cycle. Many of us spend a lot of our lives in debt. Average credit card debt per U.S. household now exceeds $7,000, but it's actually worse than that. A little more than half of us manage to pay off our credit card bill in full every month. The rest of us? Take the financial Boy Scouts out of the picture, and the remaining households owe an average of more than $15,000. We beat ourselves up constantly for getting into debt messes. We're convinced our grandparents possessed some special financial discipline that we lacked. Not true. It's almost certain the secret to our grandparents' extraordinary financial discipline was the result of the four L's: lack of access to credit, layaway plans, loved ones, and loan sharks. Lack of access to credit. Once upon a time, as Elizabeth Warren and Amelia Warren Tyagi pointed out in their personal finance guide, All Your Worth, easy credit did not exist. No one needed to exercise much in the way of finance.